Advocates for the working poor in Milwaukee are using the Thanksgiving holiday to call for higher wages for low-skilled workers. It's part of an ongoing national push in recent months to increase pay for fast food workers and encourage employees to form unions. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, those advocating for a boost in wages could face a tough road in the legislature.
At Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee Monday, state lawmakers passed out frozen turkeys and Thanksgiving side dishes to about a dozen mainly elderly men and women.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Can we get a turkey over here?
I got it.
The event was meant to raise awareness of hunger at the holidays, where meals are often the center of celebrations. But Democratic Senator Nakia Harris says hunger is a year-round problem for many low-income people.
Families are struggling, they're hurting, and all they want is just to take care of their basic living expenses. And they can't do that on $7.25 an hour. It's impossible.
$7.25 is Wisconsin's minimum wage. The most recent increase was in 2009. Harris says Democrats plan to introduce legislation to hike the wage again, though they haven't settled yet on what the new number should be.
I work at Popeyes in Appleton. I make $7.25 an hour.
Mary Coleman is one of the workers impacted by the minimum wage debate. She says her pay is not enough to cover bills and buy food, so she has to visit food pantries to make ends meet.
It has put me in a situation where I'm forced to live with my daughter and her two children, which that she's already struggling, and then me there, you know. So it's like I have to share my paycheck, you know, and I have to, you know, do what it takes to take care of me.
Coleman also has a Quest card. That's a debit card for low-income residents who get government subsidies to buy food. But she says she'd gladly give up those benefits if she could take home a few dollars more a month in pay instead. Jennifer Epps Addison is executive director of the group Wisconsin Jobs Now. She says hundreds of thousands of people in Wisconsin are in the same position as Mary Coleman. They have to lean on the state or government-funded nonprofits because their jobs don't pay living wages.
These are very profitable companies whose entire business model relies upon having poverty wage jobs that are subsidized by taxpayers. And so we want to see our elected officials hold those corporations accountable, make those corporations pay their workers fairly, because it impacts our entire economy when people don't make enough to get by at the work that they're doing.
Any legislation to boost the minimum wage in Wisconsin would likely face stiff opposition in the Republican-controlled legislature.
If you're going to raise the minimum wage, it's going to create less opportunities for individuals that need those opportunities the most.
That's GOP Assemblyman Dale Coinga.
It's going to make Wisconsin less competitive. And if Wisconsin's less competitive, there'll be less jobs for those individuals that were trying to get jobs in the first place.
Coinga believes that in addition to fewer jobs, a higher minimum wage would lead to higher prices, say for fast food or clothing, and hurt businesses' bottom line.
If you're going to raise prices, that also has a disproportional impact on consumers that are trying to buy products. So, I mean, if you're a family trying to go out to eat, you're going to go out to eat less often because of the prices will be higher because of a raised minimum wage.
We couldn't reach the Wisconsin Restaurant Association for comment Monday, but back in July, a spokesman for the group told WUWM that labor is already one-third of the cost of running a typical restaurant, and if owners had to pay more, they'd either cut jobs or raise prices. The association also maintains the majority of fast food workers are students or people picking up a second job and not adults trying to raise families. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.